USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer is holding off until next year to submit its COVID vaccine data for children under five. The drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine. Don't generate an effective immune response in children under 5 years old. Pfizer has amended its drug trial to add a third dose for young children. That means it's unlikely that younger kids will have access to the vax before the second quarter of next year. This, as according to Johns Hopkins University, there were 70,815 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and 137 deaths. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The prosecution and defense is making one last pitch to jurors who will decide the fate of former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, who faces charges for fatally shooting Dante Wright earlier this year. Prosecutor Aaron Eldridge urges the jury to hold Potter accountable.
Even if you take the defendant's word for it, she admits that's what she did. She told you in court she knew it was wrong, and she knew from the very beginning.
Potter claims she mistook her gun for a taser. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is talking about coronavirus variants as we head into the holidays. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, on another media tour, tells CNN over the weekend the problem with COVID-19 are the variants.
Almost 2 years' experience with this virus that it is really very unpredictable, very much so, particularly with the element of variants.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas is taking it upon itself to finish construction on former President Donald Trump's border wall along the U.S. southern border to stop the flow of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States from Mexico. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nails tells Fox and Friends it will also have an impact on the drug trafficking.
The wall's certainly going to hurt the criminals, the drug cartels. It's going to hurt their bottom line. It's going to hurt their business plan because they want these individuals to get into our southern border undetected, prey on the American people.
President Biden halted construction of the border wall by an executive order he signed his first day in office. Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.